Wait.
Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com /shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew
believe him.
Has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Okay, Mike's coming through. We're good. Okay. What's going on, guys? Episode 57. Boys and girls, what is going on?
Right.
Bro, we are schmoving. Like like nonstop. We ain't going nowhere.
Make moves.
Almost coming up a lot, bro. Big 6-0. Man, do we is that the milestone? Do we cut it off and say season 3 at 60?
Well, when that would make it a 10 episode season. Like, shit.
What do you mean? We're still technically in season 2, quote unquote.
Because I thought 1 to 25 was season 1 because 25 is when me and Quang came about.
Was it 25? I think so. I thought it was exactly 30. Maybe it was 25. Fuck. Good point.
I thought it was 25 because we made a big deal about the 50, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, well, maybe in that case, we're late as fuck. Shit. My bad.
But I mean, it is law that I can't count, so.
Forget I said anything.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It is law.
But holy crap. Yeah, it's been a lot. And we got some damn good updates this week. Just for Cracked Media shit in general. And I'm excited to talk about everything today. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, somebody is not here. Somebody. Hello?
I'm sorry. Cat, why didn't you let Quang out the basement?
Because then he would steal you.
Valid.
I'm going to
count. Touché.
Yeah, that's bad.
Touché. Touché.
Oh,
well, as long as he's fed, it's okay. It's fine. You can keep him for a little bit.
Yeah, we feed him every now and again. when you hear the thudding. Yeah.
Oh man. Anyways,
if he's really lucky, he gets beans on toast once a month. Now that's a good day.
Oh, I'm sure he loves that.
Oh gosh. A Korean person like him eating beans and toast. Oh. I'm sure he would have a field day.
For those of you new to XP Share, I guess new to the last two episodes, go to the Discord. Play some bingo. We got a little $5 Steam card giveaway for the winner. For everybody who, I shouldn't say everybody. For the first person,
I was gonna be very careful with that, brother, because I could get real expensive real quick.
For the first person who calls bingo in chat and of course is verified. Figure that would be a little fun thing. Because we haven't been trying to do it for the past, 3-4 months or anything.
we finally got around to doing it. Like all things at Crap Media, it eventually gets done.
That's eventually. The new motto.
Stop complaining, bro.
Stay cracked. # soon TM.
Don't worry, guys. Our new thing will be out in 2020. I do apologize. I'm gonna try and mute where I can, but I do have COVID.
No, you're good.
Oh yeah, I will try and mute where possible, but I'm still here even when I'm sick because I am committed.
Way to be locked in the basement without means of being on XP Share.
Yeah, no prayers, my brother.
I'll, I'll be honest, right? Like, it's been a rough weekend. I had my vaccine a couple days yesterday, and now I've got COVID. So, but I'm still here. You know, I could, I could have had surgery and be in the ward, and I'd find a way to fucking be here, dude. I think the only time
you got the vaccine time, while you have COVID.
But I didn't know I had it at the time.
Oh, so you got like a double dose of fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I will ever miss being here is if my show is running, because that is also on some Sundays. It's like every 3 weeks. I guess you could tick a box if you have it, because it is a wrestling show.
Yeah.
Yeah, BWA comes out on my channel, because I don't think I've really gotten to speak about it properly since it got handed over to me. But yeah, Vinewood Wrestling Alliance, based out of GTA 5, is now officially on my YouTube channel, and will be every 3 or 4 weeks or so. We got a Halloween event coming up this this October, so we're excited. Nice. But I'm very behind, and I need to get some shit done.
Yeah. Can we talk wrestling for a second?
Yeah, I mean, we've already started. Like, I would say I've not been watching, for obvious reasons.
No, yeah.
I am aware of a lot of shit that's going on.
Yeah.
And holy fucking shit, is it shit?
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you say anything, what I have to say isn't necessarily about current situations.
I'm not absolutely.
It is, but it isn't. So two things. Number one, I was Macho Man Randy Savage for Halloween last year, and I had a great fucking time. Full vest, hat, glasses. The only thing I did not have is coffee creamer. I should have bought some to hold, you know, in case something, you know, a situation came up. So that's one, and I might do it again this year because I still have the outfit. Number two was on ESPN, Triple H showed up. And did a little bit with Stephen A. Smith, Cam Newton, and Ryan Clark. And they asked about the guys' top five wrestlers of all time. And Stephen A. Smith said that his number one wrestler of all time was fucking Goldberg.
Ah. Oh, God. Oh, that killed me. Oh, God. All right. Listen. Goldberg was absolutely a WCW attraction. All right. He was good at what he did. What he did wasn't very much.
Was 176 and zero or some shit like that?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it's just like Goldberg was one of those ones where I respect the work he did, but I wish he was better at his job. I think it's the best way to put it. Yeah. I appreciate you putting the hours in, but I wish you read the fucking booklet. speaking of ESPN. WrestlePalooza, which I think was the
last weekend,
was the first ESPN PLE, and it got a rating of a C.
How's the rating based? Like, what determines?
So I think quality. I think crowd, crowd response. Obviously viewing numbers and stuff like that. But also just quality of the thing. I don't know the exact metrics for it, obviously, because I don't work there, last I checked. You know, this is like your first big show on your brand new service. You know, you want to show the best you've got. You want to show the best that there is. So what do? You open with John Cena and Brock Lesberg.
Brock Lesnar.
Which, again, I didn't watch it because fuck Brock Lesnar and everything he stands for. But it was, from even the people that I know that are still watching, it was shit. It was really, really shit. And the fact that you've tried to make this big new show, you know, to show ESPN how good you are, and it's a fucking C. Like, the genuine kudos to ESPN for, like, being true and honest to be like, nah, that wasn't fucking great. It's just... Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
You know, it's nice to see the leaps and bounds that the WWE is making. However, yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're just going through a rough patch, you know, in the beginning while they get things figured out. I mean, when I heard that the name was WrestlePalooza, I was like, this is not going to be good. Like, I don't think anything's ever been named that had Palooza at the end of it and was cool. So I think, you know, it's just...
They went in almost direct competition with AEW, and as far as I'm... Because I wasn't able to see the show, but as far as I'm aware, the AEW show was quite good. But, like, WWE have tried to do this a few times now, where they've created a show to go directly against AEW, hoping they'll pull some of the viewers back. Because they had the AJ, like, AJ Lee and CM Punk versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. I wish I could have been hyped for that match, but I've already been burnt, brother. Because there's so much shit they've done over the last few months that are fucking awful. Ignoring Brock Lesnar. Like, they've truly been disrespectful to the women's division. WrestleMania is going to be in Saudi Arabia. The next Royal Rumble is going to be in Saudi Arabia. And we all know how they treat the women wrestlers over there. You know, it's very disrespectful. Like, last year, genuinely, from I want to say Survivor Series 23... when Punk came back, even before then, probably like from Payback or Fastlane 2023 to, I want to say, Bad Blood 2024, the product was very good, very entertaining. I was trying to get people to watch it. I cannot recommend you watch the show, because even NXT has been a bit shit, and I love NXT. I really love NXT. I've always been an NXT guy. But the product is just not fun to watch anymore. And they just keep making miss after miss. The biggest one, in my personal opinion, as of recent, is Stephanie Vacher, amazing Chilean wrestler, probably the best wrestler to come out of Chile, won a battle royal at the Women's Evolution to face the Women's World Champion at Clash in Paris. She didn't get that match. That match wasn't on the card. And the Women's World Champion had to vacate because she got pregnant. Congratulations to her for that.
Congrats.
But the match that Stephanie earned and was slated for didn't fucking happen. And you know what we did get instead of that? John Cena versus Logan Paul. AJ Styles wasn't on that card. And he fucking deserved to be. Like, it's... Like,
Yeah.
I have been struggling with this company for a long time. And genuinely, last few months, I have had no interest in tuning in. So I said, fuck it, I'll do it myself. BWA, October 12th.
I was gonna say, CJ comes in and saves the day.
Be the change you seek, dog.
Yep, no, genuinely. And I still have a lot of stuff I need to do for it, but, you know, the last two episodes we've made, I've had really good response. People seem to be enjoying them. So it's been a lot of fun, and everyone seems to, and that's what it should be, right? Is everyone enjoying it and getting into it. And we've got some spicy stuff planned for the rest of the year. So, you know, keep your eye on it.
Work.
Always some kind of
there you drama. Go. There's your fucking wrestling box, people.
God, well, love that. A little bit of an extra box there if you guys caught that one, by the way. Not gonna name it just yet, but we'll see you at the end. but yeah, let's get into it. Before I know this is gonna be a big one, so let's talk about ARC real quick. Before we get into anything huge, because I know a lot of people are interested in it, and probably going to be wanting to be on this one. Although it is a server test, it is a pre-order, early access thing, whatever, what have you.
Could you say early access?
So they are doing Outcast, what's going on? So they're doing a server test for pre-order individuals, which I'm pretty sure you could pre-order both editions. I didn't look into it too hard. I kind of just skimmed over what came in the deluxe and the pre-order. So there's a deluxe pre-order edition, and then there's the regular deluxe edition. So if you do pre-order the deluxe, you do get a couple extra things. So release date, as a lot of you may know if you're following it already, is October 30th. Server test is going to be on the weekend of the, that is a weekend, right? 17th and 19th of October?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that is a weekend.
So yeah, Friday to Sunday. If you guys want to get in on that, again, it's a server test. Don't expect much. Expect a lot of crashes, a lot of bugs, all that good bullshit. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I hope it's a good one. I know me and Juice and I had fun playing it for a little bit. I may or may not get it depending on dates and all that. The only major downside for everybody is it seems like this is restricted to Xbox only. So Xbox S and X owners will be able to participate in this stress test. As far as I know, no other platforms that they're putting this on. So if you have an Xbox, go check it out. A little bit of a sneak peek. If you do buy the deluxe edition, comes with a cosmetic pack, including an outfit, a backpack, and a blanket roll, which is a backpack attachment. I'm guessing those are just skins. Lip scar, character cosmetic, finger gun, rapid fire emote, scrappy skin, and 2400 Raider tokens. If you do pre-order the deluxe edition, you get more shit, as if that wasn't enough. You get another legendary outfit, another backpack, another backpack attachment, whatever that means, I don't remember. and then an outfit color variance. They didn't really go into specifics on that one, but
They give me a Dulux color chart for my cape.
For real. But yeah, that'll be fun. I'm personally not gonna pre-order it. I'm gonna wait like a good person.
Yeah, I think pre-orders are really hard these days. Like, unless you know you're going to be sinking a lot of time into it, it's like, can you justify the extra cost? Especially, like, if it's going to end up being a lot cheaper later.
Yeah.
So.
For those of you who don't know, it is technically in the extraction genre for those bingo card people. Just putting that out there for those who don't actually know what ARK is. But I want to know, since both of you are in on it, let's talk a little bit about Skate, shall we?
Sure. I guess how we start is like Juice, what is your history with Skate? Because I imagine it will be somewhat similar, but maybe a little bit of difference between us.
Sure. I mean, I played Skate since the first. Been playing Skate since number one on the 360. Absolutely in love with the game. It's always been like one of my. It's funny too because I don't skate. Never have skated.
Yeah, same.
I tried it when I was a kid, but I always suck. So skating for me has kind of just been like something where I just watch some X Games and whatnot. And of course, played a lot of Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk was just legendary shit, right? But Skate was like dope because it brought realism into like the skateboarding video game space, right? So I've always loved the game. I played 1, 2, and 3 back in the day. It's a classic legendary game. I did play quite a bit, you know, like the new Skate, and of course I was super excited when I heard that they were gonna bring it back. I mean, I've been enjoying it for the most part. I think that granted, I don't look at video games like Skate with a critical eye. So for me, it's just, it's a fun, you know, it feels like Skate. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted a game that felt like Skate, this is it. It feels like Skate remastered almost, which is a little bit more. So
yeah, see, like, I mean, my primary game was Skate 3. But I know, like, the first Skate is the only one I haven't played. I know Skate 2 is seen as, like, the pinnacle of the series. See, I've played, let me have a look at Steam. How much have I played of the new Skate Early Access? I'm currently sat at 10 hours. I like to think I put a decent amount in. And, like, I think the way I definitely agree with you, it feels like Skate. But the way I've described it to the people that have been watching me play is I can hear Skate calling to me, but I look at the body of the game and it isn't Skate. Because I think what made Skate special was the gritty realism of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, how easy it was to do a bailout and how, like, you know, you did have to have some semblance of mechanical skill. And, like, this, I feel like this Skate game is, like, very much left the realism at the door.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it has what I have described as Fortnite-ified the Skate franchise, mm-hmm, quite a lot, both visually and also the fact that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, cosmetics that are pushed to be like, hey, you want to look cool, but give us money.
I mean, yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's...
Yeah, that's expected. I'm not surprised, yeah, nor am I mad at that.
I think for me, I just... My biggest thing is, like, there are staples, like the Hall of Meat, that just aren't in the game because you can't put the Hall of Meat in a kid-friendly game, really. And, like, it's all too clean. It's all a bit too clean. Because, like, when I think of skating in general, right, you're going through a city looking for lines, you're looking for these paths to take. Whereas, like, this game, it kind of, like, I look around at this city and it's like, why is that there? It's just there to be skated on. It doesn't feel like I'm being a rebellious skater in a city, you know, and, like, going against the... It's like, nah, and it's in the lore, right? This island is built for skaters. This is the skater's paradise. And I feel like that sort of loses what a lot of people loved about Skate. Because it's got very mixed reviews on Steam. And I think gameplay-wise, it's absolutely there, right? I think if I want to stick on a game for half an hour and just go about and do some tricks and find some lines and chill out, it's going to serve that purpose, absolutely. But I think it's missing the charm of the Skate franchise in that gritty realism. The vignette over the camera that made it feel like you were being followed by a camera guy. The fact that you were doing photo shoots and video reels and tricks to sell sponsorships and boards, and you would have sponsorships in the game that were very real to skaters. You'd have trainer brands, you had Monster Energy and Dr. Pepper, and now, like, you look at this world and it all looks very pretty. It is a gorgeous looking game. There are a few visual bugs, but it's an early access, that's fine. But when I think of, like, a skating experience, I don't... Like, I want it to be that, like, I'm not supposed to be skating on this, but I am, because I see the line. Whereas I look at, you know, I'm skating down these lines, and I'm like, no, even the architecture, you look at it, it's like, that was made for somebody to grind on it. That wasn't, you know, the city doesn't feel lived in, even though it's got NPCs and cars. Like, it's, you know, there's no scuff marks anywhere. There's not that grimy feel. You don't, you know, it doesn't feel like a lived-in place. It feels like a place that just exists to skate in. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I just think that they have gone too much down the Tony Hawk side of things, as opposed to Skate, as it were, like Skate 1, Skate 2.
Mm. I think that I can understand that perspective from two angles. Because number one, we're in the Fortnite era. You know what I mean? People want things that are clippable. You know what I'm saying? Like the players want shit that they can put on Instagram and go, look what I did on Skate, right?
Yeah.
Which, in a sense, with like even with the old Skate, you totally could have done the same thing, right? I mean, if you hit a sick line in Skate 3, it was still impressive, right? However, I believe that there's this, like you said, like maybe it could be due to just the ADHD age that we're in now.
Yeah.
That they maybe decided to take that angle of, we're gonna make Skate where like the movement still feels like the good old Skate, the kickflips still feel the same, the like all of the tricks that you want to do within the game are still complex, they're still difficult, they're still satisfying. However, we're gonna give you just a little bit more excitement, you know, and it's not gonna feel like, you know, one of the old Birdhouse, you know, videos where you're like trying out for a team. It's gonna feel a little bit arcadey. You know, at the same time, I think that they're trying to reach both audiences by doing such a thing. But you make a good point, though. It does feel like that, indeed.
Yeah, it's. I think the way I would ultimately class it, right, as a player of the video game, it is a very well made skating game. Like, there's a lot in there, you know, and there are some bugs, but they can be ironed out. As a game, it is very good, very well put together. As a fan of the franchise, I am disappointed because I have waited 15 years. And what I got wasn't bad, but I also, you know, it's that kind of thing of like, it feels like the Metal Gear Solid 5. Of the franchise, right? Where it's like, this is a whole other thing. Like this feels like a fan fiction kind of thing, right?
Like Splinter Cell Conviction, you know, it goes away from that chaos theory, gritty realism, and gives you like really cool and flashy, you know, moments.
Yeah,
awesome to record, but like it doesn't feel like you're there. It doesn't feel like you're in the character's shoes doing it, because you can tell it's clearly a video game. Whereas with the older Skates, you felt like you were the skater. You felt like you were the one auditioning for that tape. You felt like you were the guy, because of how complex everything felt and how gritty everything felt. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Playing like Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, and then I go back to like Blacklist or Conviction, I'm just like, bro, this is cool, man. Like, yeah, let's make a fucking movie out of this, huh?
Yeah,
it's not why I'm playing the game.
I mean, my biggest issue with this game is that it is permanently online, which, you know, if I had an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One still, I could put the disc in. And I wouldn't be able to connect to the servers and get all the achievements, which sucks, but I'd still be able to play the game and enjoy it. But my fear is this game doesn't perform very well. It is seen as a game that is not viable. And especially, you know, I think of The Crew, where in a couple of years, they unplug the servers and I have no more Skate game. I would rather have a mediocre Skate game than no Skate game. Absolutely. So I do hope that that EA do have some semblance of an end of life plan for this game, because it is only online and it feels like it. Like, it very much like you can feel it. But it's just, yeah, it, like I say, it will serve its purpose that every skate game has done. I will stick it on for half an hour whilst I'm waiting for, you know, waiting for dinner to get made, or if I'm waiting for a phone call, or even if I'm just like, you know, I'm in a group call with some people and I want to just have something to do with my hands, I will boot up Skate and I will find a couple cool lines and I might even clip it. But it definitely, it like, I think for me, I've sat down at a very, very delightful meal, but there is a piece of the meal missing. You know, like, I'm missing the cheese out of my cheeseburger, or I am missing the garlic butter with my steak. Like, this is good, but but it's missing a crucial ingredient that would make it amazing. Yeah. Am I happy that we've got it? Yes, because I can now play Skate again. Because I don't, you know, I don't have a console anymore. But, you know, as a fan of the franchise, as someone who's been loyal to Skate for a very long time, you know, I'm a little disappointed. And that's okay, because sometimes we disappoint, and sometimes we gotta deal with it.
Yeah, sometimes.
So,
I think that's a solid take, honestly. Like, I don't think that's a bad take, because you are right that it does feel more arcadey. I mean, I'm thinking about some of the posts that I've seen on Instagram about Skate already, where it's literally just been like people flying like 5,500 feet in the air and like doing crash stairs across the world, across the island. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, sick jump, bro, but where's the line?
Yeah.
And when I say, like, the line, yeah, I don't mean where do we draw the line? I mean, like, where's the skating line? Like, where's the... Here's the set of tricks that I did to complete this line, right?
Yeah, we've been using some of the terminology that not everyone might understand.
Yeah.
No, I do, like, it feels like Skate, but, like, made with Tony Hawk in mind, right? Because Tony Hawk's always been that very arcadey feel.
Sure.
Like Tony Hawk, but you go around a level and you can basically, you know, the whole 5 minutes, you can be in a single line if you're good enough. And I feel like that in Skate, it was always meant to be like, I do like a kickflip 180 off a thing and I land it. I'm like, that was fucking sick, right? And I still have that in this game. I've had moments where like I've done a sick fucking grind, or I've jumped off a thing. It was a little bit further down than I thought and I've landed it. And like, that's fucking sick. That feels cool. But there is that flashiness to it. I'm like, if I wanted to play Tony Hawk, I would just play Tony Hawk 1 and 2. It's on Game Pass. I've just given y'all a couple of free squares. Enjoy that.
That's basically it. No. That's solid. I really like that take, actually.
Yeah. But no, like, it is a solid 6 out of 10 in my 10 hours of playtime, I think. Really good game, like, and that's me rating it as a Skate fan. Like, it's a 6 out of 10. As a just a game, probably a good like 7, because there's still a lot of bugs and stuff. It's like a 7's good. Like, 7's a good game.
Yeah, it's still early access right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we give it time, but I don't know.
No, I will say this: if the thing that you enjoyed most about Skate was that traditional right, you know, left stick, right stick, you know, let move with left, do your tricks with the right stick kind of movement, then you're going to feel right at home, right? So if that's why you love Skate, get it. It's going to feel great. It's going to feel like good classic Skate. But CJ does make a point that, like, if you come from like that purist crowd that really feel like remembers feeling immersed in the world of Skate, then you might be a little disappointed. So. Yeah. Good point.
And like, this is the benefit of it. It is free to play, so it's like I would recommend picking it up, play it for an hour, maybe two, and then make your own judgment. You know, when a game is free, you have the luxury of being able to do that. But just very much don't go in expecting it to be, you know, Skate 2. Or even Skate 3. Like, go in, expect it to be a pretty decent Skate game with a lot of Tony Hawk influence on it.
Sure.
But yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Like I say, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
I played it with the boys yesterday, and we had fun doing like a little co-op thing. There is co-op, of course, so you can do missions with your friends. So that felt good. It's fun to play. You know, we enjoyed it. Had a good time. But, yeah. Skate, man. I was excited when I first saw them announce that they were bringing it back. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh yeah, bro. We're like, holy shit, we thought you forgot about this fucking game.
Yeah. Now we just need Splinter Cell Chaos Theory to be remastered and I'll be a happy camper, man. Bro. All right, yeah, I got my MGS Delta, you know. I got my Skate 4. Feeling good so far.
I want a Bully 2026 remaster. Bully 2026.
Yes. Remaster. Give us Bully.
I think, and obviously I'm saying this, you know, in the year of our Lord 2025, after the rapture of 2025, because that's the thing that happened this week. But, you know, I think Bully might be my favorite Rockstar game.
Bully is fantastic, man.
No, Bully's a lot of fun.
They're a little Bully busy, is... though.
Yeah. Yeah, a little busy. I don't know what they're doing though. I don't know what they could possibly be doing right now.
Yeah, it's a secret. I haven't heard much.
They're actually making Agent. They're finally making Agent.
Go figure.
What do you mean?
Oh dear. Go All figure. Right. So what the fuck is going on with Nvidia? Because this I know nothing about.
Actually Mike brought that one up. I actually didn't know anything about that until he posted it. Apparently yeah. Nvidia just dropped 5 million into Intel.
No, 5 billion.
5 billion. What did I say?
Billion.
Billion. 5 million. Billion. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Yeah.
I even put 5 million. That's why I said million. $5 billion.
A lot more O's.
So they just dropped $5 billion into Intel in order to basically, I guess, invest in their future x86 architecture for their future data centers and shit like that. So that's huge. So now we know that. I mean, as if nobody knew it was coming. Nvidia is just like pulling Intel over here, like, instead of us creating new shit, well, you just come on over here, just help us out a little bit. Just so yeah, they're basically it's an investment again into Intel. I guess perfecting more or less their future 32-bit architecture going forward to work with RTX cards. Whether or not that's going to be the next quote-unquote crypto bubble where Nvidia starts like really honing in and like, oh, you need this card for AI or, well... I'm already going to go back on that because they are starting to already like put a line in between it. So it's not like you have to buy a 5090 in order to have good AI reciprocation, I guess. They actually do have their own kind of like, I don't want to call it a mini computer, but like their own version of just, and basically an AI GPU. So it's not going to be a direct crypto bubble kind of thing. You will be able to be like, if I want to do AI stuff, I'm going to buy, you know, this little mini GPU computer instead of investing in like a 5090 kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's good, at least. And then, of course, paired with Intel's architecture, that's just gonna increase for nerd speak, computation across the board. So
and you can't forget the fact that they want to compete with AMD.
Yeah.
Can't forget that fact.
By
we already know. We already know they want to. We already know they want to, right? So
now,
because I mean, here's the thing: you can't forget. So the one thing that Intel has, which NVIDIA does not have, is a solid CPU, right? So AMD having both, obviously, it would be nice for them to be able to get their hands in the Intel pot, so they can say, "Listen, yeah, we can also do some things here as well, right? Yeah, it's smart. It's smart."
Well, I think that's part of the reason why they, I mean, obviously, let's be honest, all right, Intel is a little superior than AMD when it comes to, like, honing in on it, but...
single core processing.
Yeah, but AMD is already in that realm of... They're definitely, now they're being forced into that, we're going to have to stick with gaming going forward, because they were already doing that half-half thing, right? They were already creating multi-core processors for multitasking, and they were also doing their own GPUs. So they were already, like, flip-flopping in the first place. So, I mean, it's business decision-wise. It's like, huh, am I going to go with the company that does half-half, or the one that hones in on what they're trying to fucking do?
Yeah, I mean, that, I guess it's a real hard one, because, you know, with the direction that artificial intelligence is going and the way we can project where it's going to go next, because we have a relatively decent idea of, like, the next 5 years of AI. And it's hard, because it's like, I've loved a lot of AMD's work, but $5 billion. But for starters, who the fuck is $5 billion to just throw around and still like that's like one of those.
I mean,
things
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, it's Elon, like, when Elon was able to fucking buy Twitter for three gazillion, whatever the fuck,
$44 billion.
Yeah, like, out, like, well,
that's the other thing, brother, too. Is like, NVIDIA wasn't, like, let's be honest, they haven't been having, like, a superb, like, last year and a half, like, year and a half ish.
Wasn't that, like, a big NVIDIA, like, fucking situation last year? Am I misremembering? Like, some fucking shit happened.
So,
we spoke about them on a previous episode where some shit went down, didn't we?
Yeah, so the last year, I think what you're probably referring to is when, it wasn't NVIDIA directly, but it was the third parties, you know, of course, they all come out with their own version of the, of, during that year, with the 4090, and everybody, pretty much all the third parties across the board, all their 4090s were overheating because they didn't have...
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, so that, I guess that started the trend of, like, NVIDIA going downhill, and now it's just, like, I wouldn't say they're, like, trying to recover. It was fucking NVIDIA. Like, they don't really need to do shit anymore. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, like, they have what I refer to in the business as fuck you money.
Yep, basically.
Like, but, I mean, they must have some moves planned, right? Like, they've got some fucking ideas in the works if they're willing to invest $5 billion.
Well,
this,
that's been the downside for just AI in general for the past couple years, is it's 90% fucking GPU computations. Like, the processor is just like, oh, hey, I can run the program. And now, hopefully with
don't
this,
ask for anything else.
Yeah, hopefully with this, it's like, they're gonna hopefully be able to, especially again when it comes to data centers, is it gonna be able to offload some of that computation back onto the CPU so that they can have greater computation on the GPU. So it's just like it's another give and take, right?
What you're saying is dead internet theory is about to get exponentially bigger over the next few years. Oh, God. Have we spoken about dead internet theory on the podcast?
I don't think so, actually.
Because that's a wild thing that's happened over the last year and a half as well. That this could either help or hinder, honestly. Because, like, I guess that's the biggest thing with this investment is we don't really know how this is going to affect both, like, industry-side AI, but also consumer-side AI. Because if everyone, you know, starts investing in these systems that are able to fucking run all this shit and actually compute a lot of this information that we're talking about that I'm, you know, barely holding on to because I'm very uneducated. yeah, I'm picking up most of it, basically, like dead internet theories is like a larger and larger proportion of the internet every year is just bots interacting with other bots.
Yeah.
So it's just like I'm curious on where this is gonna.
I
might not be around to see it.
I think it's a really weird concept, especially when you're coming from the dead internet aspect of. If you really think about it, there's only a very few amount of like major players in the AI space right now. And what I mean by that is you basically have Nvidia, right? Who's more, let's just kind of like blanket general statement. They're more video based, more kind of like take what's on your screen and like, you know, summarize it, right? And then you got visual analysis. Yeah, and then you got things like ChatGPT, right? I don't know. There's a couple other small like big game players that I can't really think of the names right now. But that's the thing is like those people are taken. Those engineers are taken. And especially in the society we are nowadays, where nobody likes to share fucking generational knowledge for some stupid goddamn reason.
Bruh.
Like, those people are going to the top. All these little, like, AI bots that you see, ChatGPT, they all pull from the GPT system. And then all these new video systems, they're pulling from the NVIDIA fucking library is a general term. So it's like you're gonna have these 1%er players, and then you have the 99% fucking, oh hey, I just created a chatbot based off ChatGPT and it does this to analyze this, but you're still like you're relying still on ChatGPT so that your shit runs. Like nobody else is going to come out with new shit, right? So I think that's really essentially what's going to kill. That's what's going to be the internet killer, is nobody else depends. Is going to be innovating.
Here's what I will say to that, and I guess we might be stepping off the video game spectrum and talking more about just technology in general, living in the Silicon Valley. There are quite a bit of AI companies that are sprouting out the roots, and they are creating their own generative AI intelligence to complete certain tasks. And what they're doing is they're focusing on specific verticals, specific industries like healthcare, whatever the fuck, like the food industry, for example.
Yeah.
To really specialize at one thing and specialize at that one thing really, really, really well.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah, like they're not necessarily using ChatGPT either. Like they have their own guys that are, you know, doing this as well. The true story, not true story, well, funny story is that tomorrow I actually have a presentation at my job where I'm showing our CEO this tool that I'm using within Zoho, which if anyone doesn't know what Zoho is, it's just essentially just a company that makes like ERP, you know, like enterprise resource planning software. And I'm showing them how they created this in-house AI tool where you basically tell it, I want a bot that can do X, Y, and Z. And on their back end, they take your context and they literally just create a bot for you. Yeah. And I thought that at first it was ran off of ChatGPT, but then I realized they have like a separate API where they're like, well, if you prefer ChatGPT, then you can use this, or you can use our software. So it's cool. Like it's ChatGPT definitely sparked a lot of fire under these companies. These companies that have just like CJ said, fuck you money. They did something to these companies, man, because it's like everyone's got something AI nowadays. There are some apps that do that work. Like their framework is ChatGPT for sure. But you'd be surprised. It's kind of lit in the Silicon Valley with these like different companies that are sprouting up. My girlfriend has an interview with like two different AI companies on next week where they just have their own thing. You know, it's impressive. People are moving really fast.
Well, I think everyone can see, right, whether we like it or not, AI is the next big innovation, which is fucking wild to me to think that, like, a couple decades ago, we were figuring out how to put things on a fucking CD at 1080p, right?
Yeah.
Like, right, think about this, right? Fucking 20 years ago, we were getting our heads around Blu-ray, right? And that, you know, there's, you know, fucking 4K video. 20 years later, we're figuring out how we can get a fucking AI to solve so many, you know, all these diseases and climate problems and shit. The world's in such a weird place. And, like, whether or not, you know, because there's a lot of debate on the morality of AI, but whether or not we like it, it's not going away. Like, we've made it now. Right, so I'm not surprised that all these companies are coming up, and they're probably, like you say, using ChatGPT as a framework because it's a very good general sort of basis, and then you are able to specialize it and narrow it down. It's like, okay, use all that processing power to do this one specific thing really fucking well.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's a thing at the end of the day with coding, especially like when you're trying to quote unquote piggyback off of something, is you'll take a library that's already previously made and you'll just expand off that. I guess my concern again was going back to scratch and like basically remaking your own version of GPT. It finally came back to me, like Apple's version is called Llama, which is more, I feel like they do more, they make it more like a localized version, like a localized friendly version, to where you can, you know, if you got a Linux machine, you can literally just fucking download the Llama fucking library and be like, here's some documentation, this is what I want you to read off of, this is your database. And just run it all locally. No, you don't have to go online or anything. So it's like stuff like that. Like, you know, just companies need to innovate their own ideas at the end of the day, rather than piggybacking off like NVIDIA, ChatGPT, Llama, stuff like that. So it's just like, let's not get stuck, right? let's not hit the plateau too early.
I guess the argument you could make in response to that is we could spend all this time making our own AI that can do the same thing and do it our way and X, Y, Z. But by the time you've been able to do that from scratch, everyone else has already moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people are afraid to be the innovators because, like, you know, to use a 5M analogy, right? You're gone for a week. You're gone for a week or 2 weeks. You've missed an entire arc. You know, people spend a year, 2 years, 3 years developing their own from scratch coded AI. Everyone else is already going to be leagues ahead of them, so they're always going to be playing catch up.
I mean, ChatGPT has already done such a phenomenal job. Yeah. How many companies do you know that come out with something that the public has seen for the first time and actually do it right or do it well the first time?
Well, I mean, they
doesn't happen often.
They also did have fuck you money in the beginning. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, so I will say this, going behind the curtain, I know people that work for companies that make billions of dollars a year, and still their organization sucks. Their communication is terrible. From department to department, they have people who are doing the stupidest things, all the time, but they're still making hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are a lot of companies that have fuck you money, but can't execute. But OpenAI, they fucking executed. I mean, holy hell. I never knew who OpenAI was. You know, I mean, at the beginning of 2024, it was like, OpenAI who? Right? Now, fucking half the world knows who OpenAI is. Like, I mean, it's a snap of a finger because of what they did, and they did it the right way. So you gotta give them props. I can't really hate on it. Like, you know, usually they say that the first person that doesn't isn't like the best that is, right? They're like, oh yeah, you may be the pioneer, but we perfected it, right? That's usually what you hear sometimes. That's not the case with Apple, right? They first smartphone that you know, at least that we had seen in 2007, they did it right. No one was able really like keep up with them, at least at that time, right? Shout out Samsung, Google, do your thing. But it's impressive to see someone do it and be like the first on the scene to show us and actually do it in a way where they're consistent. So I
see.
You gotta respect it at the same time. You kind of gotta respect it.
See, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that one, because Cleverbot will always be the first. Cleverbot is the seed that grew all of this, okay? I will not forget Eevee Cleverbot.
Does anybody know Cleverbot?
Bruh!
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean, like, you know, I said to the public eye, you know, like that's what I'm saying, is like,
those videos on YouTube got a lot of views. They got a lot of views.
Yeah. All right, man. I mean, we can go down this like Google versus Wolfram Alpha route if you want, but like, it's gonna be Google at the end of the day, right?
I will never disrespect Eevee. All right, we love Eevee.
Shout out Eevee.
All right, that's our next side quest. We're just going to spend an hour talking to Eevee. Oh, jeez. Any last minute news? Because there's one. Because I haven't given you guys my episodic, here's what's fucked up in the UK this week. Because did it again. They did it again.
I was gonna say really quick, I can now play Borderlands 4 a little bit. I'm gonna say that because in the last episode I was bitching about how I couldn't play Borderlands 4. I can play it a little bit now. I get like 60 frames, you know, around 65, sometimes 80. Kind of cool. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. So yeah, little update on that bullshit. Yeah, I was really thinking, like, do I need to get a PS5 just to be able to play one of my favorite games of all time? Like, fuck this shit, man.
I remember you were hyped.
I'll do for GTA 6.
I was. Oh, there it is. There it is. He said.
There it is. I'll do it for GTA 6.
That's that one as well. Is there anything else I've missed? I don't think so. I think I'm up to date. But yeah, here's your episodic. The UK is fucking shit and I don't want to live here anymore news. They're looking to introduce digital IDs as a combat to migration. because that's gonna fucking work. We have a quote-unquote migration problem in the UK. And so the government think the way that they're going to get around this is by making it mandatory for every British citizen to have a digital ID card, or they will not be allowed to get a job in the country. Now, I understand, like, in the US, you have, like, social security numbers and stuff like that that are personal to you, so that the government or anyone in particular can make sure you are who you claim to be. There are also passports for things like this that the government have access to at any time. But, like, they're looking to introduce a digital ID. And I know, and a lot of us know, that it's not to stop the quote-unquote migration problem. And I use quote-unquote migration problem because if you actually look at the numbers, it's not really a migration problem because migrants pay more tax than our own fucking citizens sometimes. But they're looking to add digital ID, and we all know it's to track us. And to track what, because they're already trying to make us, they've started making the moves to make us a digital currency only, which I'm very against, because that plus digital ID plus this, like, having to give your ID to access adult sites and all that, they're just trying to get all our
fucking, that's crazy,
yeah, like,
when, that's crazy,
yeah, when you start putting it all together, when you start putting it all together, buddy, like, you start to so legally, I am not going to get political on this podcast. I am not going to be the kind of person to tell you to go and get pitchforks. I'm not inciting violence. Like, I will outwardly say I am not inciting violence, but I am saying V for Vendetta is a very good movie. V for Vendetta is a good movie featuring Natalie Portman that received very good reviews on RottenTomatoes.com. But no, seriously, like, when you, like, they want to make us a digital currency only. They have, like, been trying to push this, like, Online Safety Act where you got to use your IDs to fucking get, you know, and to the point where we've seen that Microsoft and Steam are making moves to facilitate that. I'm pretty sure Epic are as well. I think that I brought this up last time I was here. Like, we are already one of the most surveillanced countries in the Western world. I won't say the entire world, because yes, North Korea still exists. But in the Western world, we are one of the most surveyed countries. They already have so much on every single one of us. If you are in the UK, and I know a lot of the people in the live chat right now may not necessarily be in part of the UK, but if anyone listening after the fact is part of the UK, there is a petition online that over 2 million people have already signed. I'll actually look up the current numbers. I have signed it. I implore you to sign it. And this is not a political thing. This is a human fucking rights thing, which they're also trying to take away from us, but that's a different fucking story.
So,
we're all cooked.
Okay. So, I have a thing about this, right?
Yep.
Because the digital ID part, I don't think is necessarily, like, the worst part of it. What you mentioned about having to, like, show your ID for, like, adult sites, for example, I think is, like, pretty invasive, especially for people who are just horny and don't want their shit to be seen. However, I think about something like Real, or, like, Real ID for those who fly a lot. I fly all the time. I fly, like, at least once or twice a quarter, right? Whether it's for work, personal or work. And they have, I mean, like, there are apps like Real, for example, where you just, you can get into the airport faster. Like, you know, it's kind of like TSA pre, where, you know, you don't have to get into the regular line. You know, you have to kind of go, in order to gain access to TSA pre, you have to go through like a more rigorous verification process where you have to make sure you don't have a record or you're not like a weirdo. And if you get that, then cool, you get into the line that goes faster compared to the regular line. And then there's another level, which is Real, where your ID is digital, and you get an even faster line to get through TSA, right? So there are, like, it kind of already exists in a sense. It's not required per se, but it does exist.
That is the difference, is that is something you as a person have opted into. This will be mandatory for everyone.
And that's what I'm saying, it's not required.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, it's not required.
Yeah, whereas here it will be. And that is the biggest thing, right? It's all going to be on one database, and it's all going to be on one app. It's going to be like the Brit ID app, or whatever the fuck it is they were saying. All you need is one good hacker to break that fucking app, and legitimately, it will be Watchdogs, because everyone's ID, occupation, bank statements, like passports, everything will be on your fucking phone. Like, I can at least say, right, I have a physical version of my passport that I use as my ID because I don't drive, right? But that's not got my bank on it. That's not got my search history on it. That's not got my occupation on it. This is a thing that will have fucking everything. Legitimately, Watch Dogs Legion is getting real. What with AI and this digital ID and e-currency? Like, it's not a game anymore, boys. Like, it's just...
The EMP grenade is on the way, brother.
Yeah, it's
the EMP is on the way.
Yep, and it's fucking, and the fact they're trying to use it as a way to, because it's a big social debate currently in the country with migration. What with everything going on in the world right now, and I'm not gonna state my own political views because that's not what this podcast or platform is for, but I do believe in human rights, and I believe in the right to privacy. As someone who has made it their personality that I hide my identity and my face when I'm online, I believe in privacy, and I believe that that is a human right, especially in the internet era of the human race. Privacy is the most important thing when it comes to existing online and existing day-to-day. Your privacy is everything. This will be a direct violation of your privacy. And if you are in the UK, I implore you to sign the petition. It's still getting active signatures as we speak. We're currently at 2,381,245 signatures. And that number has gone up by 1,000 since I started this conversation. There's another 13. Like, it's like this is not just a politician, political left versus right. Believe what you want to believe, but this is a violation of our human rights in this country, and I'm not okay with it, and I just want that to be made aware and for that to get out there, and maybe someone will hear this, that your human rights should be protected. No matter who you are or what you believe, you have the right to exist, and they're trying to take that away from you.
Yeah, gotta be careful.
I thought the Windows screenshot thing got overturned, like they got sued for that shit, or that's just a Windows 11 thing, I think, right?
I think that's just a Windows 11 thing.
I remember that. That wasn't the reason we talked before of why they were getting sued, but that's definitely a factor. Yes, so they like literally openly said that Windows 11 would screenshot your shit. And it was like, bro,
you're crazy.
Yeah.
Now, when you think, okay, so I'll end my piece of this. There's a statement or a phrase that history repeats itself. And so what I believe what we can expect is a civil war of sorts when it gets just a little bit too crazy. I can see it, but this time I think the civil war won't be between, you know, the North and the South, at least as it was in America. I think it will be between the people and the government.
Yeah, so... it will be another peasants' revolt, as it were, because that was a very big thing that happened in our history, is we had this big old thing where the common folk rose up against the standing power, I'll refer to them as, I don't remember exactly who was king at the time. But...
Now, we have a duty. We have a duty, though. Me, you, J-Dog, CJ, we have a duty within our generation to educate the youth that come after us, because there is a chance that there could be a lot of kids who aren't going to care. They're going to be like, whatever, bro, as long as I got my iPhone and I got my Instagram, I give a shit. And it's going to be our job to educate them as to why that's not okay. Right. So if it's going to happen, it has to start with us in our generation. We can't just sit idle and just let shit happen. You know what I mean? Was that movie, the gamer movie, where they had people that lived in, like, I want to say it was Ready Gamer 1?
Yeah.
Ready Player 1?
Ready Player 1. We can't let that fucking happen. Like, that is. If you've never seen Ready Player 1 and you're a gamer, you're tripping. You need to go watch that movie. We cannot let that happen. That would be the worst outcome possible, right? Yeah,
it's going to be a mix between that and fucking Idiocracy.
with a little bit of Matrix sprinkled in there, I think.
Yeah, a little bit of Matrix sprinkled in. We'll take
little
that.
Bit little bit of Matrix. I do genuinely believe that, you know, I do look at, like, in my personal life, being more active. I'm going to start looking into more of my local politics. I am going to be trying to get in contact with my local representative and, you know, emailing them, writing them letters, and, like, voicing my concern as a person here. Because there's a lot going on in the country. If people want to know about stuff that's going on in the UK, I'm happy to have that conversation with a lot of people, because I do feel that, you know, Kat, who's been here, I don't think knew a lot. You didn't know a lot about what was going on over here until you were actually here and you saw it, I don't think. Because, like, you know, news doesn't really travel outside the borders a lot of the time. But now, So, do, you know, wherever you are in the world, fight for what you believe is right, but also listen to what people are saying. Be open to changing your mind. Be open to learning, even if you disagree. Conversation is good. But when it comes to just the upholding and sanctity of our rights as people, it doesn't matter who you are, you have a right to live comfortably. You have a right to at least attempt to achieve whatever goals you set. And I will always fight for that. If you don't hear from me in 6 months, it's because I died on the front lines, motherfuckers.
This is actually our last episode. I just got a takedown.
You guys didn't know this. Yeah. Oh, sorry. My Guy Fawkes mask just arrived in the post, guys. Sorry, I gotta go. Shit. But yeah, I will be getting in contact with my local rep, because I think now more than ever, right, is the next few years will decide the future of a lot of civilizations around the world. And whatever ends up, you know, whatever the victors decide the right or wrong was, it's better to be active than to be walked over by the rich and the wealthy who don't care about you, no matter what you believe. If things go bad, you have Grove Street, CG.
Grove Street! Yeah, word!
Not a kingdom. Home. At least it was to laugh at everything up.
I forgot what number we're on. Fuck. 57. That was episode 57. Guys, holy shit. Somebody tell Quang to come back.
Well, I think I will be missing the next episode because of VWA. But you know, you guys can check it out. It will be live streamed at 5 PM Eastern on my YouTube channel. People are very excited.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, wrestling. But no, yeah, I'm still here. I'm doing things. Should we have a look at the bingo before we go? Should we see what
I did not?
If nobody claimed anything yet, I mean that's $5 in my pocket.
So right, do you want to know the two things? So I think it's safe to say anything we mentioned now does not count. But I had two potential lines here, and one of these I feel like I could have gotten. And that was Battle Pass. We didn't talk about Battle Passes at all because Skate doesn't fucking have one. that would have been a line. The other thing that I needed for a line was Hello Kitty Island Adventure. And that's you know what? That's probably because Quang wasn't here. I probably would have had that if he was here. I could have got a line.
Oh, shit. Speaking of, new South Park episodes are pretty damn good with this new season. If you guys haven't seen those,
this is the last season, isn't it?
Last season? I fucking hope not.
I thought that they said they were gonna like end it or some shit after this. I could be tripping.
I mean, I don't think they're willingly gonna end it. If anything, they're gonna get fucking canceled.
Fair enough. I mean, people have tried that. Good luck.
Right. But yeah, episode 57. Few last minute things. If you haven't checked out the announcement already, we got a merch pre-order, crack-media.com/shop. Check that out. We got a little more stuff to come, of course, but this is kind of just our preliminary. You know, check it out, get a nice little pre-order in, support Crack Media because we love you guys. We want to give something back.
Didn't realize that was my quote, but then I read it. It's like, yeah, that sounds like something I'd have said at some point. Like,
No, that was totally you. That was totally you.
That was really cool to see because I was like, huh, is that me? Oh, no, yeah. your points are valid, but they are irrelevant.
A little double meaning there for you guys, for you word connoisseurs out there. DVD, Proving Grounds number 2 VODs are on YouTube, if you guys want to check that out. And we got a new little newscast coming to you guys this Wednesday. Hope to see y'all there. It's going to be sick. For all you esports fans, we got some great news lined up, and I'm really excited. I hope you guys are too. So,
also very very small shout out to one of our newer partners, Christ of Rocket League fame, have been playing some games recently. I got to commentate one of their matches. That was fun. That's fun. It was nice to be back in the saddle for that.
They've been doing good.
Yeah.
Hope to see that. Hope to see them grow with us in the future.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, we got plans. we have plans. The execution might be a little slow, but we're getting there. So stay tuned. Announcements. If you're not in the Discord already, why the fuck not? What are you doing? Come on.
Get in there, goddammit.
Come on, get
Mike, Mike doesn't bite. Bring it in. Juice doesn't bite. I might.
I just nibble.
He doesn't. He doesn't bite unless you ask him to.
Hey, yo.
Word. Let's go.
It is getting into Halloween season. We're gonna see Juice the Vampire.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, episode 57. Yeah. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for sticking with us. New stuff on the way. Don't miss it.
Peace out, y'all.
Oh, deuces.
Bye. Deuces.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.